what religion has taught you. The religion, self-induced teachings. There was an earning. But know this, that if that same Spirit, being that new nature that raised up Christ from the dead, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead, being your Father, shall likewise quicken your mortal bodies. For the same power that I gave the firstborn, I give unto you through the new nature. The moment that you understand and come forth, know this, that nothing shall be able to separate you. Nothing. Not life. Not death. Principalities or powers. Angels. Things present, things to come. Height or depth. Nothing shall be able to separate you from my love at all times. And I tell you, saturate this city. Penetrate the forces of darkness. For the strongest one in this city, the strongest one in this city or in this region that literally worships the spirit of darkness and has practiced his magic all of their life does not compare in all of their glory and darkness to what I have provided to the very least of saints who have not yet even been filled with my Holy Ghost, saith the Spirit of grace. Why would you fear darkness? Why do you contemplate that I will not come? I will come. I will come on your words. When you speak, I will come. When you trust me, I will come. Nothing has the power over you. Nothing has the power over you except that which you've submitted to. Receive of my grace and walk as the firstborn, knowing this, that where you go, I go. What you say, I will say through my Holy Spirit. Evangelize this city with power. Speak. Lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick and do not take the responsibility for the healing, but let me take that. You have nothing to lose in choosing to walk in faith. For many of your reports will come after. I will follow, saith the Spirit, as I said in my word. Many of you have looked for evidence of the miracle immediately. And because of it, you've not continued in your ministry. Lay hands, speak, and walk away giving me praise. And listen to the aftermath. Listen to the things that I will do when you are not even present, saith the Spirit of grace. But I say unto you again, do not fear the enemy. I am raising up a people who will be very bold in my spirit. The days of the anointing of the prophets and the prophetesses are not over. Speak my word even against your own weaknesses, for I am changing you. He cannot even stop you in your own present weaknesses of change if you will continue to give me what I'm asking. And as I said in my prophecy just coming, that if you will continue to pray in my spirit, this is all the authority that I need to change you. And even in your weaknesses, I will raise up strong in the workings of miracles and power. Go into the darkest of places. I bid you go. I bid you through my spirit, not of your own boldness, but of my spirit, to challenge the gainsayers. For my Spirit will not let you down, and you will not be ashamed, saith the Spirit of the Lord. There is a fear in the last days. Men's hearts will fail them for the fear that is coming. But this fear is not yours, for I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Yours will seem to border on the border of arrogance, but it will not be arrogance. Speak. When you enter into places, do you not know that my sayings have not passed away? They are faithful and true. I told the original 12 and 70 to do this. When you enter into a place, speak my peace. If that place is worthy of my peace will come upon it. If not, it will return to you. Know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. I have sent you forth as ambassadors to create atmosphere wherever you go. You lack understanding. You lack faith in these things because you've not done them. But understand that in your weakest moment, you are so much more powerful than those who taunt themselves with great power and darkness. Walk about the city. Walk into places of business and speak and release my peace. And pray that a worthiness out of intercession come upon that place, that I will come and work. I will work in the bars. I will work in the houses of prostitution. I will come into the places where you least expect me, if you will release. I am asking you. I need your voice in this earth. I need your authority. Do not despise the sinner. I love them like I love you. They are my family. Ask of me of the nations, and I will give unto you, saith the Spirit of grace. This is a great harvest. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that He send forth labors into this harvest. I ask you simply not only to be my church, but to act like my church. Do not despise your own weaknesses as if to put your focus upon them. You've placed your lordship in a place of change where you've put your focus upon your weaknesses. Change. Change that. Look unto me. I celebrate you. As I said in the last prophecy, that I'm very pleased. I celebrate you as sons and daughters. I have brought you behind the veil. You are my Shulamite bride. You are the one that I cherish. I hold. I gave my life's blood for you. My intimacy is beyond description of words. I said this through those who wrote songs about my love for my bride. And yet, the fullness was not yet spoken. I can only do this through the witness inside of you. Be confident. Run to the fight. Do not shy away with a spirit of timidity. But speak my word and rest in me, and I will bring it to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. Many of you have been wanting to exercise the gifts of miracles. Do not look to the church to be your stage. Very few of you will have a stage where it's seen up front. I'm asking you to exercise my miracles in the streets. I will come for you like I come for anyone, saith the Spirit of grace. I am no respecter of persons. Many of you have wanted a voice to speak in the church. Forget the voice in the church. Speak in the streets. Let this be your pulpit, in your business, in the byways, in the highways. This is my church unleashed saith the Spirit of grace. It was never meant for a particular location. It was never meant. It was meant to go into places. Watch what I did in the Gospels. I healed the sinner. I healed the prostitute. I healed those. I ministered to them. Release my glory. Release my glory and watch me come. Receive these words.